You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like the sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
Man, it's getting crazy up in here.
Oh, man, it's getting close.
We already just talking basketball. Like, let's push the button and get to going.
People are getting frantic and panicky about their teams. Other teams who've been tanking. A lot of your Lakers, as we hear it all the time on the radio, are like, yeah, keep losing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep losing. Three-game win streak. Oh, no. We can't have that.
No.
Keep winning. I mean, excuse me. Keep losing.
Nah, it's been interesting, man, you know. A lot of cuts being made in the NFL. Yeah.
It's that time.
Yeah.
And some good news on the Broncos front, perhaps.
Maybe so. Let's get into this, man. You know, you can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, hotline 323-455-4219. Hit us up. Let's talk some sports, y'all.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. All right, so first off, we got to start with this. This, when I saw the news, this is not even my team. When I saw the news, this is what hit me at first.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! Fuck that!
That news that came out, I was like, Derrick Rose, what?
And the funny
thing. Torn meniscus, oh!
Funny thing about
shit.
That is, Chris had called me and left me a message, and I hadn't even seen the news yet. And I listened to his message, and I'm like, what?
Man, this is some bullshit!
But I basically, those two sound clips combined is exactly what I was, what pretty much went through my head. I'm like, wait, what? Go to ESPN.com, and I'm like, I almost just dropped my phone. I'm just like, you motherfucker, man. Now, I will say, when it first happened, I was almost just... As a Bulls fan, I was just almost numb to the situation. I was just like, I really don't even, I don't know how to feel right now. I mean, obviously, I felt bad for Derrick Rose.
Right.
But I'm just like, fucking, like, it's just like, again, and I truly felt almost like his teammates did, how when they were interviewed, they just were felt just deflated. They just no energy. You could see they were just like, I don't know what to say. Like, this third time. And I know there were a lot of overreactions and, you know, I mean, when you heard he got hurt again, your first assumption is, well, his season's over.
Yep.
That was always the first assumption.
Here we go.
And then luckily they said the surgery was minor. As far as I'm concerned, no surgery for him is minor. But as far as they're concerned, it was minor. They said he was able to walk out of the doctor's office, which was nice to hear. He's actually been rehabbing since Saturday, which is nice to hear.
Yep.
So at least he can practice, which is a nice comfort to know. And they said 4 to 6 week timetable. I'm knocking on serious wood right now. If he can come back the last 10 games of the season, just to knock off some of the rust and things of that nature, I think he will be prepared to go. Because I know a lot of people are like, well, mentally, I don't know. I'm just like, at this point, he has to put that behind him. He has to. It's just like, dude, this was a quote unquote minor surgery for you. Mm-hmm. You are able to come back this season. It's not like, you know, your whole season's over. You got no shot. Your team is, as of right now, number two in the East.
Third
in the East. Close to being number two.
Mm-hmm.
If you can hold on to that number two spot, wonderful. Get you back at the end of the season. He showed, you know, everybody says he showed flashes. He's shown flashes mm-hmm. here and there. As far as I'm concerned, I just want to go into the playoffs healthy. I want Derrick Rose to just be healthy in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler, just be healthy in the playoffs. Taj Gibson, sit that fool out until it's almost playoff time. Just get him healthy. If their core can be healthy, we can make some noise. Now, I will say this as a Bulls fan as well. If, and again, I'm knocking on wood, if hypothetically Derrick Rose gets hurt again, as a Bulls fan, as much as I would fucking hate to say this, at that point, it would be time to move on from Derrick Rose.
Mm.
If he gets hurt again, it's time to move on. He's owed $40 million over the next couple years. You really can't pay that much money for a... At that point, he'd basically be a role player type.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it doesn't come to that. I'm truly, truly hoping it does not come to that. And hopefully, because he's so young, he's only, what, like 25 years old, 26 years old. Hopefully that will play to his favor. And maybe he can stay relatively healthy for the next few years. But I don't know, man. I don't know. And then to find out today Jimmy Butler's got a damn hyperextended elbow. I'm just like, oh, my God, man. The bricks just keep coming. Just God damn.
Niggas, just as Mike Dunleavy was getting healthy.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. Is that the point where you're like, okay, he's not going to be MVP Derrick Rose again?
No.
It kind of sucks because he and that team, to me, Indiana did they thing. But other than that, he was the guy that you really were like, he never got another chance to go at LeBron again.
Yeah.
After that season they had with Miami, when they first put Miami together and they lost 4-1, it was like, oh, they can't beat Miami.
That's when they were putting LeBron on them at the towards the end of the games. Yeah.
And you're like, okay, let's see what happens
but
again.
But they were the one team that could seem to get Miami. They were winning regular season.
Yeah.
They were kicking their
best
butts.
Best team in the Eastern Conference.
So, I mean,
whooping
yeah.
ass. Defense is like, now,
and
damn.
Then we were on our way. And then, yeah, against Philly, it was like, oh.
But no, when we had this discussion when it happened, I told Jonathan, he ain't, before the whole we knew it was going to be 4 or 6 weeks, I was like, if he can sit on the bench, if he can come back, he playing. The whole I'm sitting out the season and all of that, it was cool them last couple of years because you're like, all right.
Because those were major surgeries. Those were major injuries.
Now you're like, nigga, if you can play at all, you playing.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
And I think he knows that.
Yeah, I think he just
frustrated. Knows that.
And they have, of course, the team is a lot deeper. It's not. He was just the only scoring option before. And now you got Paul Gasol. You can give it to Jimmy Butler when healthy.
You give it to Meritic.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys. Tony Snell's been stepping up.
You have enough without Derrick Rose to compete in the East. Without Derrick Rose, I don't believe you win a championship. That doesn't mean they're not going to go to the finals or go deep in the playoffs, but they need him as a late game scoring option because the dude can just get his own shot.
He can score. I mean, that's if nothing else. So. I just hope the man can come back ready to play last 10 games of the season and just get his feet back under him and just get the rust off.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way going to the – I'm like, dude, go into the postseason like gangbusters. Don't even – I'm like, at this point, it's playoff time. Don't even freaking worry about your injuries anymore, dude. Mm-hmm. Just go. And apparently that was his plan from what I've heard. Is that he was kind of like trying to, basically coast through the regular season and just make it healthy through the playoffs and then just basically ramp it up come playoff time. A little bit of a setback now, but hopefully he still has that same mentality and just tries to attack it come playoff season. I'm hoping.
How much, and these are all accidents and it happens,
mm-hmm.
how much
of this is not all people, but the people that matter are going to put this, any of this on Thibodeau and his style of playing dudes hella minutes.
He runs them into the ground. I get it.
And, you know, people had the question with Jimmy Butler. I mean, we've seen with Lou Aldang. Mm-hmm. Granted, those teams weren't as deep. He just had to rely on them, but still. But now, like, I mean, Butler out, Gibson out, Noah just came out from being healthy. He's like, damn, dude, why is your team injured all the damn time?
Well, they say he runs them hard in practice, too. So
he's that old school coach. I mean, but, you know, we've wondered, you know, that we're not the only show where people who've mentioned that it seemed like these – they just not built the same. It was like, you know, why do thinking the Hoopla show? I don't think you need rest. You know, just seeing LeBron James, we take him out for what? Rest.
I just saw the Atlanta Hawks are doing that.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, if I mean, because you've seen this season so many guys getting hurt that you don't want to wear your guys out. Because that's what's going to end up happening. They're going to end up getting hurt. There have been so many stars that have just been gone out this season. So it's been injuries galore this year.
Speaking of LeBron James, give him love for passing Scottie Pippen for most assists by a forward.
Absolutely.
Because you know right after that game where it was a good game, where they beat Golden State, and it was like, here we go.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Here we go.
He put on he's MVP again. Like, wait, what? I heard people say that, and I'm like, wait a minute. One game against Golden State catapulted him above James Harden and Steph Curry. No. And no, it didn't. Absolutely not. Especially after Houston won a day.
Yeah.
Kind of pushed that boy back down. That, man, I was like, get out of here with that.
We were recording, so I didn't get to another show, so I didn't get to see all that game. I went to overtime. LeBron missing free throws. Why you missing free throws, bro? You the greatest.
It said he went, 3-for-11 from the free throw line?
Something like that. It
said he's like the second player to score like 37-plus and shoot below 30% from the free throw line or something. Like that.
He's not.
A great free throw shooter.
No.
He's never been.
No, he's not a person that I'd be like, oh, shit, LeBron's going to the free throw line. Like, oh, fuck.
He can miss. Yeah, he'll miss on the
I think Kyrie Irving's better. And Kyrie Irving's like 80. But he didn't
play today.
Nope. Because he's dealing with his own injuries. But what's your viewpoint now on this MVP race?
Well, I mean,
to me, it's still a two-person race.
For me, absolutely. And I'm sorry, but I go by records. I'm like, Houston and Golden State got 40-plus wins. Cavs got 37. And are what? Fourth in the East? And Golden State is first and Houston's third in the West?
Yeah.
It's no contest as far as I'm concerned. Steph Curry, I mean, for me, I'd give it to James Harden. Only because he's having to do more by himself. Steph at least has Klay Thompson, got Draymond Green, David Lee. But I'm like, you know, for Harden, he's got what?
No Dwight
Patrick
Howard.
Beverly. Exactly. No Dwight Howard. He's got Patrick Beverly, Giannis Muchajunas, Josh Smith, Trevor Ariza, Corbry, a slew of wings. I got no big to throw the ball into. And he handles the rock majority of the time. And he's just been lighting cats up. It's one of those things, you know, he getting the ball. You know he's taking shots, and you still just can't stop him. He has turned into one of the best scorers in the league.
He
could score his butt off.
To where you see Stephen A. Smith with the barber, and he just like he just be killing cats. He's be like, he crossing like, here we go. He dancing.
My only thing about James Harden, that damn beard. That thing looks so nasty and dirty to me. I'm just like, how do you wash that thing like that, man? Come on. Like, there a bird living in that movie? LeBron would be, in all honesty, I don't even know if I'd have LeBron third as far as MVPs right now. Like, kidding me? Everybody wants to crown him because he's LeBron and he's the best player in the NBA. I get that. And Cleveland's a much better team. I get that. But the Golden State Warriors are much better as well.
Yeah.
So you got to give love and credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I was never a person who was like, he's not. He's always going to be in the in the conversation because he's the best player. And people who just, there are people who are like, he's the best player in the league. Hence, he should be MVP. I think he's, you know, Kyrie Irving's carrying a lot. This is not, you know, he's putting up the same numbers. But, I mean, when you're putting up usual numbers, I mean, like last year, I think he was like almost like efficient as hell. I mean, that was really putting him above the rest. He was shooting like 50-some percent, getting to the rack all the time. He's not doing that as much. His defense, to me, is slowly on the, you know, diminishing. I'm not saying he's not a good defender, but he ain't.
He's not the young LeBron and athletically built like
he's not the Miami LeBron.
No.
Where he was just locking down cats.
He's taking a lot of poundings over the years. Mm-hmm. Played a lot of minutes.
Yes.
Probably third on my list would probably be Westbrook.
Yeah, Westbrook has moved up.
He's been working it.
The only people have made the argument of can he win MVP. The only way to me he will win MVP is if one, Kevin Durant ain't back. Mm-hmm. Once Kevin Durant's back, that kind of taints it. Because it's like, all right, well, Kevin Durant, you're not just going to not give Kevin Durant the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, this is Westbrook we're talking about. But, you know, he dude tough, took that little knee to the face. And you're like, damn, that's like a huge dent.
Got straight dent.
And this way, would he have a surgery to address the fracture in the zygomatic arch bone in his right cheek?
Oof.
And he said he just sat out, so he sat out today for the Lakers, which didn't matter.
No, it doesn't really make a difference.
I mean, they deep now. I mean, you know, the team has gotten some. I can see the league.
And they won.
You know, I can see the league already being like, let's have our Kevin Durant, LeBron James, too. Because, I mean, Oklahoma City, they've made moves similar to Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
getting big man help, getting some shooters.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they got a solid squad. He would be close there because, I mean, he is carrying them.
Yeah, he is.
I know that last game, that other game where they were like, he shot 38 times. And I know that's a lot. That is a hell of a lot. And people like, is he shooting too much? One, I'm like, there's not, you know, Kevin. I'm like, if you do not have an issue with Kevin Durant taking 38 shots when it's just him, then you can't have an issue with that. If it was 38 shots and Kevin Durant was playing, then you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it's just him. The dude is being sick. I mean, he is just attacking the basket, playing with that fire, that passion. We kind of get to see what it would be like with him as the guy. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's showing it. Yep. This is what everybody talked about, what may happen when Kevin Durant was out. I mean, he's just killing. And, you know, Kevin Durant's like, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
Exactly.
Keep doing it.
Exactly.
But I would probably put – I would agree with you and lean a little more to James Harden just because I think he's scoring. I think the highest time he was like 48% of his team's points, some real high ass number.
That's ridiculous.
Dwight Howard been out. He doesn't have a guy. He's the only person on his team
averaging 27 a game.
Yeah, he's leading the league. He's the only person on his team.
Five board averaging 27, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
So it ain't like he just ain't passing LeBron, the ball either.
When LeBron was doing that, we were like, oh, give it to him.
Yeah, automatic MVP.
Yeah, 27-7. Get it. You know, he's played better defense. And yes. I mean, look, I mean.
That, yes, he has. That's for sure.
And he's, you know, doing all that. He just has to do a lot. And I mean, he's doing it. I didn't think he would go that level. You know, Steph Curry definitely is basically 1A. It's going to be a battle between them the whole way. Because Steph Curry has stepped his game the hell up. His handles is crazy nice.
Yes.
He is just freaking dudes. And then just pulls up on you and just like, ah, damn. You give him space. He's just hitting it. And it's just, it's wet. Like, leave him. Like, and he's the type of dude you don't get as mad when he pull up 4-3. Because you just like, he's probably going to go in. Even though I don't like some of this new NBA where it's like, it's a 3-on-1. Three-pointer, like, what the f- – go in the hole and get the two, man. I can't stand that shit.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Yeah, what's that? That's that analytics.
Yep.
Just thought of what the Rock is now.
The three-pointer is
– that's what the Rock is now. They're talking about, well, they take the most threes in the league by, like, far, by, like, eight. And it's like, well, analytics is just the 3-point is more valuable. So if you're like 3 feet away, just back up and take the three. I'm like, oh. Y'all take a 30 some odd three. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, I can't stand them. I cannot
live and
stand
die
that.
By the three.
You will see a break and you'll see one dude just leak out to the 3-point.
Yep.
Or it was like, and you're like, what the fuck? You like, just go to get
just
the easy
go to
two.
The hole, and you know, when the dude gets close, draws the defender in, give it to the open dude, slam dunk, layup. With it's old school basketball at its finest.
Now it's
3 points. Jesus Christ.
Needs to shoot
it's
three.
A 4-on-1. Hold on. Three.
Yep.
From 35.
It's a 4-on-1. You'll see somebody run to the basket to draw that defender, and I'm guessing, oh, he's there to rebound. As soon as I see it nowadays, you're like, oh, somebody there to rebound. He's going to shoot a three. Like, fuck it. But still, Curry is, you know, he's the best player on the best
team.
Absolutely. LeBron will be close. But, you know, at least with, you know, Golden State, their defense is awesome.
Yeah.
Cleveland Cavaliers don't play D like that.
No.
You know, but like we said, with James Harden, he's the only person on this team that can go for 30. I'm like, who else
easily.
On his team who you would be like, I can see him going off for 30.
Easily.
Nobody. On Golden State, he's got his backcourt mate. Shit, on Cleveland, there's two niggas. Kyrie Irving more like it can get it every night. Mm-hmm. Kevin Love can get it. Not all the time because he don't get the rock like that. Mm-hmm. But he can do that. And Anthony Davis, unfortunately, with injuries, he's just falling the hell out.
Yeah, unfortunately. He started off hot.
He did. Speaking of the before I jump into some of this West talk, what the hell is going on with the Wizards, man? I think I read somewhere in the month of February they were like 5-12.
Something like that.
Like, what the? I mean, they're fifth.
They've been horrible.
Luckily for, I mean, you know, Milwaukee is only a game and a half behind them. I know they just got Bradley Beal back, but damn, I mean, they were on fire, and now it's just like, you are falling. I don't know what they're going to do. They got to get that together.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah. It was definitely bad. That was great.
And over on the West, Rondo was suspended a game from the Mavs for that profanity-laced shouting match with Rick Carlisle during last Tuesday's game versus the Raptors.
Well, I mean, they said there was a lack of communication. I saw the little spat between the two, and this is the stuff we were hearing about Rondo when he was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
He was clashing. He would clash with coaches and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think Rick Carlisle is a guy who can get through to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a championship head coach. He's pretty stern but fair, it seems. And I mean, Rondo's still new to this. Mm-hmm. You know, you on a winning team, bro.
Yeah.
Again, this ain't none of that. You know,
it's not made up the same. Mm-mm. You got a different coach.
And I mean, part of it is Rondo playing like garbage. He's shooting like what, 30% from the free throw line. He can't hit open jumpers. He's not really getting the assists and playing the defense like he was in ball. He's not playing well himself. So. I mean, I put it more on him than Rick Carlisle.
No, I think he was just frustrated, and Rick Carlisle just sit your ass down. Yeah.
And he needs a coach that'll do that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. So I'm sure that suspension was you know, talked up between the two of them. Like, look, we'll sit you out of game. Come back, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll go from there. So. We'll see what happens the next time he plays, but hopefully he's figured it out.
Yeah.
Because at this point, he's just costing himself money.
Yeah. It feels bad because you gave up, you know, Jay Crowder, who playing well in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brandon Wright, who they do miss. I mean, the offense has suffered a bit. I mean, this is the same thing with Michael Carter Williams. I think back in the day, you could probably get away with it a little bit more. But with the advent of 3-point shooting and everybody just jacking up threes. Now your point guard has to be able to shoot and spread the floor. And because we have so many point guards who can score, it's like if you point guard who can't score, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
I mean, you can't shoot a jumper. We're going to leave you. You know, and, you know, granted, Monte Ellis is not Ray Allen. Ray Allen would shoot, can spread the floor, but Monte Ellis is a damn scorer who can run point.
He's a slasher.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope it works out for them in a sense because my team is two games back. Thank you for these two wins in a row. Oh, my God, man.
The panic. Spurs are done.
Those people are like, that ain't it.
Spurs are done.
Yep, Tim Duncan need to retire and all that. I'm like, this rodeo trip, granted, these two in a row, I'm happy with. I'm like seeing Kawhi Leonard back. To me, the issues were, the biggest one was we were hurt all early and like everybody was hurt. Patty Mills was out damn near 3 months. Siakam Splitter was hurt. Leonard was hurt.
Popovich pulling a Tom Thibodeau?
I don't know. But dudes just got banged up early, so the continuity was never there. The three-point shooting, it has dropped for everybody. Look at that. Everybody from Danny Green, Leonard, Mills, Parker, Bellinelli, everybody has dropped like 5%. And then Tony Parker is not Tony Parker no more. Even this game against this last game, he is just struggling. Like, no attacking. I'm watching him. He don't attack like he used to. He used to just be like, fuck it. He used to do some Westbrook. I'm going to the paint. I'm attacking it. You ain't stopping me. Now he'll kind of more probe. Well, he'll get in there and then pull it out or give it up. I'm like, dude, we need it. And Pop said it. If we are going to be that team, we need Tony Parker to be the guy. And he ain't being the guy. Now, I am happy that Kawhi Leonard is starting to look more like MVP Kawhi Leonard, which I'm like, okay, I'm liking what I'm seeing. You know, string together some wins. It's early. Well, it's early-ish. It ain't real early, but I'm like, we can get some things going in March. Start building it up because I don't want to be seventh. I do not want to play Memphis or Golden State, but I do not want to play Memphis, at least not yet. We got two games behind. We had, two and a half with the Clippers. Let's go. We can move on up.
Well, I mean, I wasn't panicking about the Spurs. I think they're a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't think they care much about the regular season. I mean, I know Pop is on them and is like, look, I need y'all to play. I know there was a...
You just remember, like, again, they lost in Portland. Portland just and
basically was just like, it's up to y'all. Y'all figure it out. And I guess they figured it out. So they look good the past few games. Mm-hmm. They'll get it together. I personally just think, I really don't think they care where they end up come playoff time. I just think once playoff comes, they're one of those teams that they know how to ramp it up and take it to another level come playoff time. They've been there before. They got 5 chips. They're battle tested and all that other stuff. They have the experience. So I don't think they're worried about home court. And personally, I don't think they care who they play. If they play Golden State, everybody assumes Golden State is going to wipe them out. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there, especially come playoff time. I'm like, that's a lot of pressure on Golden State to be the number one seed.
Well, this is,
you know, you for a lot of them, yeah, they had you know a taste of the playoffs last year, but this is like. You got championship expectations this year. You're going against the previous NBA champion who wiped the floor with the Miami Heat. So, I mean, personally, I'm just like, I wait till playoff time and then we can panic.
Yeah, if I'm Golden State and I heard this on another podcast, shout out to the folk over at the Dead End Sports. One of the dudes who was on there is a guest something, and he was talking about Oklahoma City because that was his team. He was like, I want to be eighth because he was like, we can beat Golden State. And I'm like, I didn't believe it. Like, it's just that easy. Man, like, we just going to get in and whoop ass. But, you know, the pressure comes. I mean, now, like, you are the number one seed. You know, you've been to the second round at best. Yeah, I probably would not want to play basically who were the top two teams last year. Because nobody wants to play Oklahoma City in the first round. And, you know, for them at least having Steve Kerr against the Spurs, if they had to play the Spurs, it'd be, he'd probably be like, yo, we need to be dialed up in detail.
Yeah.
But with the West, it's going to be all about matchups and absolutely, who lands where.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be, that is going to be interesting. All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, get into some of this NFL news, with franchise coming on Monday and folks getting cut and all that.
Yep.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Hey, hey,
trendsetter,
yep,
trendsetter,
yep,
trendsetter,
yep,
cannon,
cannon,
yep,
cannon.
Hey, young
Joe, Greasy, 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 wanna do me,
yep,
get fresh Louis,
yep,
iceberg goofy,
yep,
cops wanna do me,
yep,
I live like a movie,
yep,
sixes on the dooley,
yep,
shade blowing fully,
yep,
ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Cross wanna do me,
yep,
get fresh Louis,
yep,
iceberg goofy,
yep,
cops wanna do me,
yep,
I live like a movie,
yep,
sixes on the dooley,
yep,
skate blowing really,
hey,
niggas scared of me, my partner say they begging for the chopper play, bodyguard killers got a house where Kevin Costner stay, might just play some golf today, never put the Glock away, jackers try to two-step, I make they ass rock away, elegant, catch me at a symphony and opera play, paint the Rari pop a gray and blow the whole top away. No matter what the coppers say, still move a block a day. All y'all niggas pop and play a lay with Jimmy Hoffa. Rebel outlaw, that's the same shit that Parker say. Niggas gotta walk away, my chopper long as Dr. J. Amarillo gossip play, I might hop on the yacht today. Not today, but fuck it, I'ma kill him in the block today.
Ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Bros wanna do me,
yep.
Get fresh Louis,
yep.
Iceberg goofy,
yep.
Cops wanna do me,
yep.
I live like a movie,
yep.
Sixes on the dooley,
yep.
Stay blue and fruity,
yep.
Ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Bros wanna do me,
yep.
Get fresh Louis,
yep.
Iceberg goofy,
yep.
Cops wanna do me,
yep.
I live like a movie,
yep.
Sixes on the dooley,
yep.
Stay blue and fruity,
yep.
Trans Am with the Canico, wait till you see the Phantom though. Spin dialing with your hoe, eating grapes and cantaloupe. Shawty said she wanna see me naked like D'Angelo. Guts on dick, for playing Alabama hoe. I can have an hoe, I ain't wanting for now hoe. Grand hustle in the building, so what you saying hoe? Y'all pop new Chris, we drinking that old Chris. This cost more bitch, that 74 shit. Bankhead nigga eating octopus and swordfish. My whole clique gorgeous, say my name and forge it. Fake faggot ass clique full of boy Georges. They hate the team cause the yard full of Rolls Royces.
Ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Bros wanna do me,
yep.
Get fresh Louis,
yep.
Iceberg goofy,
yep.
Cops wanna do me,
yep.
I live like a movie,
yep.
Sixes on the dooley,
yep.
Skates blowing really,
yep. Ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Bros wanna do me,
yep.
Get fresh Louis,
yep.
Iceberg goofy,
yep.
Cops wanna do me,
yep.
I live like a movie,
yep.
Sixes on the dooley,
yep.
Stay blowing really,
yep. Niggas trying, ain't no stopping us. I fry them like tilapia, mafia. Talking to my German in the box stuff. President dinner, bitch, a grand for the lobster. A grand for the oyster, stuffed clam and boss perch. Bitch, I had talent way before they had Apollo search. A ball paw work, four Eggman man and star search. I called Kurt, found out I can rap and let them all hurt. Several years later, I'm the nigga in the tall verse. Section 8 killer, man, all I need is yard work. Hard work, flat lamb, Adamville dog work. They just mad to see me, call my Chevy look like Starburst. Get your feelings in all hurt. Wait till you see the fall verb.
Ride with the Tuli,
yep.
Bros wanna do me,
yep.
Get fresh Louis,
yep.
Iceberg goofy,
yep.
Cops wanna do me,
yep.
I live like a movie,
yep.
Sixes on the dooley,
yep.
Stay blue and fruity,
yep. We're back, y'all. Brothers Lindy Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Y'all wanna talk sports with us? Y'all wanna hit us up? Let us know, man. How's your squad looking so far? You know, we got about a month and a half left NBA season. How you thinking? What it looking like? Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, you nervous about the squad because you don't know for sure if they're going to get in the playoffs? You happy because your team is tanking? You happy because the NFL draft is coming up? You happy because baseball season is just around the corner? Whatever your like is, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Well, you know, lately, I feel like the last couple of weeks, we've been starting off the show with RIPs, and this week, I'm just like, God damn, will y'all stop?
Every single week, it seems, we're just going through these, and it's I mean, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does bring to light the accomplishments of people who, in all honesty, we don't think about all mm-hmm. the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually for the generation after us, the young guys, they get to see what great things these mm-hmm. guys did for the history of the nation. So mm-hmm. it is very sad, and prayers go out to the families. But at the same time, we are granted and blessed with a chance to reappreciate mm-hmm. these people for what they've done.
Reflect. I mean, exactly. We had Earl Lloyd, died at 86, who's the first black player in the NBA.
You hear about the Jackie Robinsons and mm-hmm. you know some of the guys who broke the color barriers, but this is not a man who's spoken about a lot. But
no, came in 1950 with the Washington Capitals, was a 6'5 forward, played 9 seasons with Detroit, Washington, Syracuse, mm-hmm. won a 1955 title with the Syracuse Nationals, and when Jim Tucker was the first blacks to play on a championship team. I mean, it's brutal. I mean, you read about it with the stuff that's come out. I mean, you know, you just don't want the guys to take for granted what it's like. I mean, pretty much MJ helped get the money for these players. But before then, the folks wasn't getting paid. And you know back then, they wasn't getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus dealing with the racial segregation, not really being able to hang out. You know, can't eat with his team, can't probably stay at hotels, can't eat in the same restaurants, you know. And, of course, being the first black player, some of his teammates probably felt some kind of way about mm-hmm. playing with him.
Absolutely.
But dude passed down wisdom. And, you know, I'm like, wow. I was like, when I heard of him, I was like, I don't remember Earl Lloyd. So, shout out to him.
Yeah, prayers go out to his family. And, I mean, you know, shout out to him for opening the doors for the, you know, your Bill Russells and mm-hmm. your Wilts and all those guys who came, you know, Julius Irvins and those who came back in the day. And I mean, wow. I mean, I personally can't imagine being in a position like that, the first black dude to be in a basketball team or a major league baseball player. I mean, the hate you probably received.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a lot of guys, it would be unbearable. They probably wouldn't be able to take it, and they just walk away from it.
Yeah.
But you got guys like this who are strong, who took the blows to lay the path for us today. So, I mean, you know, definitely a shout-out to him, because basketball is now one of the most watched sports in the league, and it is dominated by us. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just
That's
saying.
How you go. Another groundbreaker, Mini Minoso, was known as Mr. White Sox.
Whoop, shout out to my White Sox fans.
The first black major leaguer in Chicago. And a lot of this from what I read, I know they mentioned that he's Cuban.
He's from Havana, Cuba, yeah. But I guess he was the first, you know, I guess you want to say dark-skinned player for the White Sox, then you could say that. But, I mean, shoot.
What is that?
Yeah. Mr. White Sox.
Yep.
Mr. White Sox.
8 seasons with at least 300 batting average, 4 seasons with 100-plus RBIs, 9 All-Stars, 3 Gold Gloves, and surprisingly, not in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And regarded as baseball's first black Latino star. I'm like, okay, all right. But, I mean.
I don't know if he was mixed. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
But reading, you know, the stuff from with Abreu, hearing the guys from a lot of Cuban players, they were like, this dude was the shit.
He was probably like the Willie Mays.
Yeah, they was like he can hit, he can run, he can steal, he can throw. And they're just like, I don't know how he's not getting in. I know with Earl Lloyd, he got inducted as more of a contributor.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds like, from reading this dude, I'm like, how is he not in
the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, with him being that good, one of the, you know, like, you know, first Latin stars. Seemed like he really inspired a lot of Cuban players to play. Was really helpful with them, always dropping knowledge for them. And this is what I said before, with baseball in there, like their Hall of Fame with only having 10 votes and shit. Like, this dude will probably never get on a ballot again. He's probably not on any ballots recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know, another guy who, you know, with a trailblazer for his people, you know, shout out to him as well.
And I'll just read a quick statement real quick from Mr. President, mm-hmm. Barack Obama, who gave his thoughts about this, and he said for South, he's from Chicago, so he would know probably better than most.
Mm-hmm.
Says for Southsiders and Sox fans all across the country, including me, Minnie Minoso is and will always be Mr. White Sox, the first black major leaguer in Chicago. Minnie came to the United States from Cuba, even though he could have made more money elsewhere. He came up through the Negro Leagues and didn't speak much English at first. And as he helped to integrate baseball in the 1950s, he was the target of racial slurs from fans and opponents, sometimes forced to stay in different motels from his teammates. But his speed, his power, and his resilient optimism earned him multiple all-star appearances and gold gloves in left field. And he became one of the most dominant and dynamic players in the 1950s. Many may have been passed over by the Baseball Hall of Fame during his lifetime, but for me and a generation of black and Latino young players, Minnie's quintessential American story embodies far more than a plaque ever could. Like that, I mean, that's real.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of players probably respect him and probably absolutely. Will claim their tributes. It's just I don't get MLB's Hall of Fame bullshit to me. Like, come on, like if a dude is killing like that, you know, hitting 300 ain't easy.
And I'm just throwing this out there. All-Star games in Cincinnati. Let Pete Rose do something at the fucking game.
Oh, this is where it's at the next game?
It's at Cincinnati. I'm like, dude, please let Pete Rose do something at the game. Something. I mean, fucking A, man. I know Bud Selig's gone. New commish. You're busting Adam Silver. Because I'm sorry. If he did something like that, I think you would open up baseball more to more people. Mm-hmm. I think. Just by doing that one small gesture. Because, I mean, you saw what Adam Silver did. He did a few things here and there. And then people were just like, you know, he got rid of Donald Sterling. He did the shit in the draft for the kid who was blind but couldn't play. He's getting love.
Well, he's,
you know, I'm like, commish.
He's open. He's
very much he's so. He's talking about open. Gambling and all that, too. Yeah,
he's open to changing a lot of stuff. Whether or not we agree with some of the changes. That's one thing, but at least he's like, I'm open, I'm listening, let's try something.
Reinstate Pete Rose, please.
Yeah, because I don't like, you know, if they want to, like, if Minoso gets, like, you know, recognized, like, a year or two later, you're like, what the fuck? Why don't you do this? Because I keep telling y'all, MLB is going to wait till Pete Rose dead. Or to me, when it's like, oh, he in a wheelchair, he probably got, like, 6 months to live. Okay, let's honor him now. Like, what the fuck?
For
Cincinnati, he's paid his dues.
Absolutely.
There's no way you can't not. Because people will be like, how are you going to not recognize Pete Rose? You know what I mean? But then.
One of the best hitters in Major League history.
No.
Oh,
my God. Then we keep going with these. Then Anthony Mason.
Oh, my God.
You know, he had been reported. We diagnosed with congestive heart failure previously. I mean, dude was like a big man, small forward.
I mean, as a Bulls fan, I just knew him from his Knick days, and he was a mean son of a bitch on the court. Like, you talk about an enforcer. He was the enforcer. Mm. And that one-handed, ugly-ass free throw he'd be shooting. I mean, he was what, like 6'6"? He was short, but he was stout.
Yeah, he was a stocky dude.
He was like, dang. And like I said, he was just beastful.
Yeah, like right now, he'd probably be a four. Because he looks like you're like
lead
really?
The league in technicals and ejections. He was Rasheed Wallace before Rasheed Wallace. Like he was just like with him and Oakley and them boys. It was like don't fuck with the Knicks.
No, he won a. He was he part got of that team.
He got no. They came close.
Yeah, he was a team that went to the finals.
Yeah,
94 with that Knicks team lost to Hakeem Olajuwon at the Dream Shake.
Yeah,
won Sixth Man Award in 94-95 season. I mean, dude's a player. Yeah, he's just like, damn it,
he
man.
He played for the Heat as well.
Mm-hmm.
For a moment.
He's like, fuck. Like Jerome Kersey and Anthony Mason. Like, what the shit?
But again, these are role players that made huge contributions. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the you don't make guys. They don't make them like this anymore, nope. Man. They don't make them. Not with this toughness. And I mean, there is one player kind of. Who flies under the radar, who reminds me a lot of these old school guys, Reggie Evans.
Yes.
He reminds me a lot of like these old school dudes. He's undersized, but he's tough. He'll board. You know, he's not going back down from people. He does the dirty work. You have like a handful of guys like that now. Everybody would be finessed and all this. I'm like,
I
want somebody who's going to die for balls and is just going to go all out for rebounds. What? Remember Jerome Williams? What about them cats, man? Like, where y'all at?
I don't understand how Reggie Evans not. I mean, maybe he. I know he's.
I
not
like him. People like he can't score. I'm like, he boards every time I'm looking. He has like 15 rebounds.
Yeah, like I don't need him to play because like that last season that was like 2 years ago when he was on the Clippers.
Yeah,
and he was like on the clip. He was playing, and he was like he was nasty.
and he just keeps going from team to team, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like Brian Grant of the world. Like, I need rugged guys. I need some Rough Riders.
Shoot. I want to see some nasty.
Exactly. So, yeah, prayers go out to Anthony Mason, his family.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, 48, man. Two years.
Sucks, man.
And this is not sports related, but got to get show some love.
Absolutely.
To Leonard Nimoy. I had to call my mom's that day.
I haven't spoken to her yet, but I will talk.
She was a little like, I'm she sure didn't
she
know.
She was a little down.
And my wife told me, because our mom is a Trekkie.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was like, my mom has seen every single episode, movie of All Star Trek. I'm talking about Voyager, Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, all of that.
She got Christmas ornaments in Star Trek. She is like a serious.
Yes.
Yeah, she is a Trekkie. Yeah.
She was a fan from when it originally aired.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and part of the reason I got into, I remember watching Star Wars back in the, Star Trek back in the day. She's the one who made me a Star Wars head, being a big science fiction. I was like, wow, like Trekkies, this is a sad day for Trekkies specifically and science fiction heads because he played one of the most popular characters.
One of the most remembered characters ever.
That a dude. It was still in the movies, in the new joints. You're like, damn, Leonard Nimoy, shit.
But I mean, from where I work, it's a pretty affluent area, and I've heard customers who talked and said that he was kind of getting older, and he was getting a little sick, and
he
didn't look well.
No.
So, I mean, I'm sure some people saw it and, you know, assumed it was coming, but, yeah, it was sad. I don't want to – I know somebody who was a big-time Trek fan, and she was almost in tears.
Damn. It was just
but I mean that's
the spot.
Yeah, I'm like that's the impact he had. Mm-hmm. I'm like there are certain people who when they pass away, it's just going to be like even though you didn't know them, you almost feel like you knew them.
Yeah, it's part of your childhood.
Yeah. Cuz I'm I don't even want to think about somebody.
No, it's just his character, man.
Spock is gone. Is gone.
I know, like that's one thing. He was getting run and playing himself in the new Star Trek movie. Like, damn, we ain't going to see him no more? Yeah, it's just.
I'm sorry. Never forget him from the Simpsons episode either.
And he would do the.
Actually would do the voices.
Come on, man.
I'm like, Coke, what?
Ugh. They wrote books where, like, I'm not Spock, and then I'm Spock. I'm like, yeah, because people would be like, you know, your name is Leonard Nimoy, hey. Not Spock.
Yeah. So, I mean, your prayers go out to his family as well.
Yeah, all these, man. Like, man, we know what happens.
It's part of life.
Yeah, I'm just hoping next week's show, our next show, we don't have to do this.
Definitely.
Well, at least give us like a month or something.
Seriously.
Before we got to go through this again. All right, let's get into some NFL news. It has been cut season.
I mean,
list of names.
It's that time of the year, March 10th, baby. For those of y'all who know what that date is, free agency starts. Whoop. Whoop!
There's been a lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm. You
know, Ravens cut Jacoby Jones.
Well, I mean, it's money saving time for a lot of these teams. They over the cap or under, you know, might be a smidge under, so they need to create room. Jacoby Jones, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah, they didn't use him as much as you know, he got his ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Big plays
season. He can still return kicks. Mm-hmm. He's not really an effective wide receiver anymore, and you ain't going to pay a dude, you know, $2 million plus to return kicks. It's just not going to happen.
No. The Giants cutting Peyton Hillis.
We saw that coming.
Yeah,
they got Andre Williams. They don't need him no more. They got him, Rashad Jennings. They set running back.
Yeah, I mean, he made his little money with Cleveland, made his name.
Got on the Madden cover.
Yeah.
And then that was it. That Madden curse got him. He is a victim.
We've got Packers cut A.J. Hawk. Had the franchise record, 1,118 tackles. Like, damn, A.J. But I knew that. You saw that coming.
And, I mean, he'll bounce back somewhere. Somebody will pick him up.
You know, Jonathan Lee Mathis Kiwanuka.
Yeah, Matthias Kiwanuka. I mean, he's been there a long time and just making too much money. I'm sure I could see him returning on, you know, like a minimum deal or something like that.
I mean, Ted Ginn cut by the Cardinals.
Again, you're not going to pay top dollar for a kick returner. I'm just not doing it.
And then D'Angelo Williams got cut by the Panthers.
Fuck y'all. I'm sorry. When I read his story about his mama passing and how basically he got kind of, I'm sorry and all that. But when the funeral came, the only person that showed up was the nigga who was suspended from the team and Greg Hardy. Man, fuck y'all, man. Seriously? Mm-hmm. That's shady. To me, that's shady. That's showing no support and basically showing this cat that the writing is on the wall. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, he knew it. He even came out like a week ago and was like, yeah, I'm probably going to be released.
He said he was getting released before it was announced. Mm-hmm. And then it was like an hour later. It was like, oh, they cut him.
He's like, God damn.
Forget y'all. But, I mean, he'll bounce up as a backup somewhere.
They needed to make a decision. Cause we were always like, pick one, damn it.
Well, it's been like, what, 5-6 years? I'm like, dude, Jonathan Stewart has clearly been the better running back. I mean, granted, he can't stay healthy.
Right.
But, you know, D'Angelo Williams had his moments. He had a few thousand-yard rushing seasons, but, yeah.
But it was great when it was pre-Cam Newton.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was, like Jake Delhomme there and all that.
Yeah, and they would pound it. And then now it's like, oh, we got Cam Newton. Let him run it.
Yeah.
Close. And you're like, D'Angelo Williams is your pound dude.
Yeah.
Give him the rock. But they didn't do that. Falcons released Harry Douglas.
He getting a job somewhere.
No, he going to land
somewhere. Mm-hmm. He going to get him some nice money.
Dolphins saw release Brian Hartline. Like, yep. They trying to.
I know. We all know him from fantasy because he don't catch touchdowns.
Yeah, all these fantasy players.
He don't catch touchdowns. He don't never catch touchdowns.
So that means he's going to the Patriots. Hey. He going to watch. He going to go to Patriots.
And ball out. Like, they going to get Harry Douglas and Brian Hartline. Like, oh. Like,
I thought Brian Harlan, I thought he had talent. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, damn, that's a lot to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I saw Cardinals giving new deals. Larry Fitzgerald decided to stay. Got him a 4-year deal.
I mean, I'm glad they were able to work something out with Larry Fitzgerald. I didn't want it. There's some dudes who I'm like, I don't want to see him in another uniform. I mean, even Peyton Manning. I would have loved to see Peyton Manning retire in a Colts uniform. I didn't want to see him released by the Colts.
No, but he got hurt.
I mean, he got hurt. I mean, the same with Brett Favre and Green Bay. It's like there's some dudes where you're just like, you know, even Joe Montana with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm like, there's just some dudes I'm like, I would rather not see you in another uniform. So I am glad this has worked out. Hopefully he will retire a Cardinal. Because I like seeing dudes stay with teams for their entire careers. Yeah, I like seeing that.
They need to get, you know, basically a healthy Carson Palmer to work some stuff out. You know, Bruce Arians and GM.
Get your Marcus Mariota.
Steve Keim got they new 4-year deals as well.
Good. Bruce Arians earned that money.
I mean, he's getting up in age. Yes, I mean, yes, Larry Fitzgerald is the kind of dude I want to see him in positions to go to the Super Bowl.
He's not elite anymore. But he is still a great receiver. Mm-hmm. He's still a damn good
receiver. Still got hands like
glue. Don't get it twisted.
That was, you know, this strange signing. First of all, the Browns, okay, they introduced a new logo for the dog pound.
It was like a tweak orangish.
Yeah, now it's more orange. It's like now it's not more, it's more orange and not brown orange. It's like, okay.
So
like,
you're the Cleveland orangish.
That's funny. It was like, it's new colors. And I'm like,
no, that's basically not really the same color. You just darkened it.
Yeah, you brightened it. Like a new dog.
I was like, dude, you're not this.
And then
Cleveland
like,
Browns, man. This ain't brown.
And then was like, all right. And we're giving Josh McCown a 3-year deal.
Like, look. I will say, the McCown signing, I didn't mind.
No.
That one I didn't mind, you know, looking at the contract, they can cut bait after this year and not owe him nothing. So that really basically is a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind it only because he has starting experience.
You're hoping for Chicago Bears.
You're hoping for Chicago Bears.
Not
Josh
Tampa
McCown.
Bay last year.
But
1-11.
I'm like, you got Johnny Manziel in rehab. You don't know if my boy Brian Hoyer is coming back.
I think this is pretty much like we're not bringing
Brian Hoyer back. But
and this is just, hey, we'll probably bring in a, they're gonna draft a quarterback more than likely.
This is
a Band-Aid.
This is a Band-Aid, and also to me, this is a better fit for Johnny Manziel. Because now, as opposed to, yes, you have the competition, you know, you're of course competing with Josh McCown. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Brian Hoyer is like 28 years old. He's trying to start. Josh McCown knows he's on the tail end of his career. He's probably going to retire in a year or two. He's a good guy who can seriously mentor Johnny Football. And I mean seriously mentor him. He's been a backup quarterback throughout his career. He knows how that is. He's been put in a position where he's had to start and has been successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been in a position last year at Tampa Bay where he was terrible. So he's been in all situations. So I think he'd be a great, he's a better mentor for Johnny Football than Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer is trying to whoop your ass. I don't know if they were buddies type thing, or it was kind of like, dude, I'm trying to win this position. I'm not fucking with you type thing. I'm like, Josh McCown seems like he'd be more of a father type figure to him. Brian Hoyer, more as Brian Hoyer, more of like a big brother, like, yeah, you know, we cool, but nah, nigga, you in the back.
Well, Brian Hoyer wants to start. Yeah, Brian Hoyer, the previous season before injury, was playing well.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right, we draft. And he probably thought, all right, I'm this is my team.
Mm-hmm.
He drafted Johnny Manziel. Everybody named Mama was like, put him in. Brian Hoyer was like, fuck it, put him out. I'm trying to, you know, I need a job.
Exactly.
You know, where Josh McCown, he's been in the league long enough. I think he understands what's going on. I think he feels like he's basically a backup with potential to.
He can start for a few games.
Right.
He can carry you for a couple games.
He can carry, but he's not a franchise guy. And no. I think he's like, all right, well, if y'all need me here, that's what's up.
The only thing that kind of annoyed me with Cleveland, I'm like, with everything going on, y'all really wasted time and money tweaking your colors that much. That was my only. I'm like, why are y'all wasting time with this? This is a fresh start. I don't know if that's what it's trying to represent. You know, we trying to put all the bullshit behind us. These the new Browns.
It's the new Dog Pound logo.
I don't know, but if that's the case, you know, fine. You want to get off for a fresh new start? Fine. Fine and dandy, but, you know.
The weird thing we talked about, and this is pretty big, the arbitrator ruled in favor of reinstating Adrian Peterson. However, the NFL appeals the ruling, keeping Adrian Peterson on the commissioner's exempt list. And the judge came out and said the league cannot retroactively apply its new domestic violence policy, which makes sense because I'm like, if you even gave a thought of doing this to Adrian Peterson,
suspending him 8 games,
then my question would be, you should have done that shit with Ray Rice. And, you know, if you had done that, maybe you would be saving face. But no, you didn't do that. You know, this shit is like, well, why are you keeping him on? It's like, for what, another 3 weeks or something?
I don't know. Apparently by...
This list is stupid.
I believe he has to be reinstated. I forget the date.
I want
to
say like April 1st or something.
Something like that, where he basically at that point has to be reinstated by the league. They're just being assholes.
Yeah,
at
like
this
the
point.
Season's over.
And
ain't
like
no
I
game
have been
checks.
Saying, exactly. And like I have been saying, I truly believe this is the last time we have seen Adrian Peterson in a Vikings uniform. I don't think he's done. He made a statement the other day basically thanking the people who supported him, and the Vikings organization was not part of that statement.
Yeah, because we
And did, that speaks loudly to me.
We did hear his agent basically get into a damn.
Almost getting into fisticuffs.
Right. With management.
Yeah, with the VP of the Vikings.
Like,
so,
damn.
They're going to force the Vikings saying, I don't know what's going to happen. This is turning uglier than it was.
I hate him. It's like, what? First of all, I was like, okay, go ahead. He got on the exempt list. I mean, when they were like, oh, they're taking him off. And I was like, the arbitrator ruling. I was like, why do they? First, I was like, why do they need this? Ain't he about to get off?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, and then y'all, well, no, we want to keep him on. Like, dude, it is fucking March. It's been almost a month since the damn Super Bowl. His team ain't even make the Super Bowl.
Like, just let him go.
We're trying to
man.
Get ready for the draft. And y'all really like, you trying to punish him? Like, what game checks are you going to take? Ain't no games.
Yeah, what punishment are you possibly going to give this man? Like, oh, my God, I'm so annoyed with them right now.
Because he overly spanked his child. Just fine, you know, punish him. I just hate this list. Do not have this shit being used next season. If you don't, if you hear something and you want to suspend the motherfucker.
Yep.
And if you're wrong and he was found not guilty, you know what? Give him back his money then.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, oh, this is a bad look, you embarrassing us, then do what you want to do, Goodell, and just suspend the motherfucker. That's what you want to do.
Exactly.
It's an interesting situation for Dallas because, you know, as we said, this show is not going to be out by then, but Monday, tomorrow, is franchise
deadline day.
Yep. We already know that.
Dez Bryant getting tagged. They done already said they tagging him.
Yeah, they tagging him. Demaryius getting tagged.
Demaryius is getting tagged. They done already basically come out and said they tagging him. They basically admitted that DeMarco Murray is going to hit the market.
Yeah.
And so
he trying to get that
people going to throw cash at him, so we'll see. And it hasn't happened officially yet, but news came out that Peyton Manning is trying to restructure his contract, which in turn would relieve some cap space. There are rumors out there. Sources said that he wants them to use that money to bring back Julius Thomas. So I don't know. Peyton's going to restructure. Hopefully that works out. He can take his freaking physical. I think he has to take about a third or something like that. So hopefully that gets done next week. Hopefully Peyton comes out and announces it. I can stop worrying about it. But all signs point to him coming back. But again, until it is finalized and until it is announced, I will not go that far.
No, I wouldn't either.
I ain't doing it yet. I'm like, ain't no celebrating yet.
Get Julius Thomas, like, you need to get some offensive line help.
Exactly.
I mean, your offensive line is as shitty as folks were saying. Yeah, you need help there.
You need help at the O-line.
Let's get CJ Anderson some work.
Absolutely.
And Michael Sam. I know he's supposed to be competing with the new vets for the new vets combine, but came out he's going to participate on Dancing with the Stars, which, you know, I'm not surprised that the Dancing with the Stars and ABC reached out to him like, hey, you want to be on a show?
And if, again, I don't mind him doing stuff, but my thing is, if you want to be in the league, you need to be training and real spit, avoiding the cameras. I mean, honestly, you don't need to be in the spotlight all the time, man. I'm like, this is exactly the problem NFL teams have with you. This is the issue. You always got the cameras on you. We don't want guys like that. We want you to come in here and work. You are so intent on trying to get into the NFL, yet you refuse to just leave the cameras alone. How about you just go work out, prepare yourself for that combine, and show you've improved since you came in as a rookie? But now, I mean, I don't know. Whatever, man. I mean, I wish him the best of luck. I don't want to see him fail. But at the same time, to me, I'm like, I got to see more effort. I don't think I'm not saying he's not trying. But again, If you trying to be that first openly gay dude in the NFL, your focus needs to be getting to the NFL no matter what it takes, whether it's going to the CFL route and then, you know, showing what you got on that level. Guys have done it. Cameron Wake is the one guy who stands out who's done it. And then make that jump back to the NFL. Whatever you got to do, man. But yeah, my thing is focus on the task at hand. If you focused on that, focus on that. But again, I don't know if what his agenda was and if he utilized that to try to catapult himself to this level. I don't know. But I'm just like, you know what? If you want to play ball, focus on playing ball. If you want to do other stuff, fine and dandy. But don't give us this facade like you just so dedicated to trying to get to the NFL.
I can't get mad. He trying to cash in. You know, they're getting. And I know they get NFL players all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they do get guys who are at least toward the end or recently retired players.
Exactly.
And I don't know. Maybe he got the free time. I don't know. I'm just like, okay, of course you're going to do it. But I'd like to see him on the team. I hope he get it, but damn.
I'm like, dude, the draft's coming up. Try to get on somebody's team.
Yeah, I mean, he on the combine, so we'll see if, you know, when he gets to this veteran combine, he can show up. Because we know everybody going to be talking about him. Mm-hmm. He going to be the person of interest on it. Let's see, what's his 40 time?
Yeah. And then, and of course, it's going to be compared to how he did as a rookie and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let's see if he's improved.
Yeah, hopefully he get in. Mm-hmm. Some other news. This Kansas State-Kansas game where the students rushed the court after beating the Jayhawks. Yo, they gonna end up having to do something.
The clip?
Yeah, I saw it. It just like, you know, you don't. There's no time for anybody to leave. You know, you see the taunting by the kids taunting the other team. You know, like up close on their face, and they can't do nothing. I mean, you don't know. Like, there's folks. It's crazy. Fanatics is out there when it comes to their teams. And they'd be like, I hate Kansas. Fuck y'all. And then do something. Even when the coach, you know, it's either they're going to either have to either have, they're going to have to wait and let these people leave, you know, come down the court after like 3 minutes or something, which would kind of take the fun out of it. But I can see them just like, you know what, this over with. We got to stop. We can't have this no more. It's too dangerous. You know, it's almost like you feel like when you're playing a team, and if I'm the high ranked team and it looks like we're going to lose and we playing in their house, as soon as that buzzer is basically, you might as well just jack out the shot early. And as soon as you realize that you're not going to win, let's just leave. Because as soon as they hear the buzzer, motherfuckers going to run and charge the court.
Yep.
And it's one of the things you don't want to take away, but I know they've taken it away in college football where they can't get on the field anymore. And, I mean, if they've taken out of that, they money sport, this is probably going to be next.
Absolutely.
So that sucks. Josh Hamilton suffers a drug relapse. They found him with alcohol and both some cocaine. And he knew he had to be tested and was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on that. Like, fucking, you got to pay this dude. I mean, he's had issues from jump.
Yeah.
From like even with the Texans.
If they were smoking crack. Basically, I mean, a lot of all this happened, you know, prior to him getting into the major leagues. He was basically the number one pick and then went on a fucking bender. And then the whole thing happened. He was in the Rule 5 draft, went to Cincinnati, and then the rest is history. He got to seem to get his life together and then made his money. And it's unfortunately he relapsed, and it's a very sad situation for him. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck in getting help.
Yeah, it says he was suspended from baseball between February 2004 and 2006 related to cocaine and alcohol. On the conditions of that reinstatement, he had to undergo drug testing 3 times a week. He had alcohol relapses in 2009-2012. In between that, he was able to bounce back to go to the World Series with the Texas Rangers and win 2010 AL League MVP. And that's the thing about baseball. Texas Rangers is ass. I was like, wait a minute, weren't y'all just like in the World Series a few years ago?
And that is why I always say with baseball is the most inconsistent sport, because you could be great one season and be ass the next season.
Yeah, with the Florida Marlins. He's like, how did y'all
how you fall so
win
far?
Two titles? So, yeah, and if, you know, 2013 signed a 5-year, $125 million deal with the Angels, which was a head scratcher to begin with. I'm like, you got Mike Trout. You overpaid for Alex Pujols. Stop throwing money at dudes. Well, they're going to have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. He's just like, come on, man. Like, and he ain't gonna face no trouble. People ain't really talking shit about him. Ain't nobody like, oh, you know what? He don't need to be in the sport no more.
Yeah.
None of that. He an addict. And there's one thing before we get into the awards that I saw. Two Tennessee girls basketball coaches, like high school, suspended for trying to get their team to lose to avoid playing the top-ranked team. And I was like, what the hell? I was on the radar. I had to look it up. Basically, they were in this tournament. Both of these teams, the winner was going to play the top-ranked team. And this team basically just dominates everybody. Like, they knew they was going to win. So,
How do you wait? You just don't know the team's going to win.
Well, basically, it's like...
The odds are high, yes.
Well, the team... It sounds like this team has just been whooping ass
for years.
Like, but I guess like this season at least, just like everybody they play. I think they've lost. Supposedly they lost a couple of times, but like everybody they play, they just blow the hell out. And I guess in order to play them later with this tournament, but both coaches were like having their team throw the game. So like they were purposely turning the ball over, purposely missing free throws. Both teams didn't want to play. You're like, what the hell? Almost like that South Park episode where nobody wanted to play the Little League. It's like, yeah, and just fucking up. I'm like, wow, this is – take the L then. I was like, if you're going to play the team anyway, take the L.
And again, I would have pulled my kid from that fucking team. This how you going to run this thing? Nah, bro.
Yeah, I've heard the thing like, well, you know, it happened. Like, yes, there are teams – you know, who, quote unquote, won't win to get better seating, a la Memphis playing the Spurs like 5-6 years ago. We want to stay in eighth. But I'm like, yeah, but you knew you were going to the playoffs. Like, okay. I mean, it was only like a game or two. But, yeah, I don't – especially for high school, too. You're like, really?
That's a bitch move. That's a punk move by them coaches. You can't win. That's a punk move. Why not? We have seen so many situations where the underdog wins. Why can't you win? See, to me, y'all don't need to be coaches in because you don't know how to motivate a fucking team to win. You don't know when your team is stacked up against the odds how to motivate them to push them harder to victory. You guys suck as coaches, y'all don't deserve to be coaches.
Just be like, just try. Like, look.
If you give 100%, damn.
You know when you playing a team.
There's no fucking shame in losing to a better team, but at least try. Nah. But at least try.
Mm-hmm.
If you get blown out, you get blown out. It happens all the freaking time, man. Because
basically the thing is, if you think that team, if from what you're saying, that team is that good, you ain't winning shit. They going to win it. So just play then.
And it's not like if they've just been walloping every team they've been playing, you ain't going to be the first team that they've – whose ass they kicked.
No.
So, again, y'all suck as coaches. Y'all are terrible head coaches. I'm sorry, but y'all are bad head coaches. Y'all on that Derek Fisher. We put our socks on the same way. We all wear t-shirts. We all brush our teeth. It's like, oh, get out of here.
Oh, man. All right, y'all. Let's head into this. It's our time getting toward the end. Getting the awards. Let's start off with the Noice Award.
Noice.
All right, what you got for me?
All right, I got a couple. First Norse Award, got to give it to the man, KG, purchasing 1,000 tickets for the fans of Minnesota for the Monday night Clipper game.
Mm-hmm.
To show his appreciation for the fans out there who basically gave him a rousing ovation when he came back. They were pumped. And I don't know if it's coincidence. They've been playing better since he's gotten here.
They've been a little more feisty.
They've been playing with a little more edge. So I don't know if he's had some influence in that area, but you know, shout out to him. And I'll just read a quick quote. He said, "As a gesture of thanks, I would like to treat some of the fans to Monday night's game against the Clippers. Love y'all, and thanks for the love. Enjoy the game on me." So, I mean, that's what's up. You like to see, you know, players give back to the community. And when you're appreciated like that, that's what players do. People remember. Mm-hmm. You know, players remember when they come back to places, they remember how you treated them. That's why I'm like, that's why as an NBA fan, even though your team ain't playing well, even though you might not like what a player's doing, you don't shit on them, man.
No.
It's like Pau Gasol and the Lakers. You don't. Yeah, and then when it got to the point, oh, Pau, please stay. Yeah, peace the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you treat somebody with respect, when you appreciate what they've done for you, you know, that matters to them. It really does matter to them. They're human beings just like the rest of us. So you know, a little appreciation, a little pat on the back, thank you for everything you've done, it goes a long way with some of these guys. And KG has attested to that. So, you know, shout out to him. And then my next one, and I got to give it to Ronda Rousey, the UFC fighter, for that 14-second
what
W she had. It was kind of funny because you see all the buildup for the fight and all this and that. And I told my wife yesterday, I was like, I'd have been so pissed if I paid for them fucking tickets to see that fight. I would be so mad. I mean, it's funny because a lot of us as human beings, we'd love to see the first round knockout or somebody getting knocked out in 5 seconds. Yeah, if you're watching from TV, if you paid $5,000 for them tickets, you want to see a 12-round bout. You want to see it go to full length. If I paid for them damn tickets, I'd have been like,
but I mean, that's fucking, that's her though. She just,
she's a beast, yeah, man.
This is what she do.
She's a fucking animal.
And the fact that she just like, she gets them holds, submission poses in quick, like a damn, I don't, like a snake or some shit. She just be like, whoop, whoop, on you, hit you, and then just try to grab you, and just all of a sudden she got you locked in, and it's just like, give up.
I was like, God damn. It was like 14 seconds. Yeah. Like, damn.
She just take a couple blows.
And she's my size. Yeah. That's what makes it crazy. I'm like, she's my size, and she is crushing food.
It's just like, she that person, you're like, yeah, I'm not, you can't get close to me.
Real
spit. Back up. Like, I'm, you kicking, you punching, all to keep her away. Because she get in close. She just on some Steven Seagal.
She's taking that sport to She's taking it to another level. UFC has gotten very popular over the years, and it just seems like it's just continuing to increase.
For women, she's a star. I mean, she kicks ass.
And she's pretty. If you see her like outside the ring and stuff, she's actually a very pretty young lady. She's buff and she'll whoop your ass, but she's pretty. So, I mean, shout out to her, man. How you win a match in 14 seconds? If Pacquiao beats Mayweather in 14 seconds, people would lose their fucking mind.
I'd be like,
if he just walked in, nigga, douche.
Whoever put,
down goes Mayweather.
Whoever put money on Pacquiao, they'd be like, oh, I mean, if that shit happened, they'd be like, you, Mayweather, everything, all the fights previously don't mean shit. You suck. If you get KO'd,
he would get clowned. Or if he got KO'd that fast, he'd be clowned.
Yeah, if he down 14 seconds, you like,
you whack, all right, dude. You whack.
Ain't no point. You.
But that's all I got, sir.
All right. For me, I got a couple. I got LeBron James. Mm-hmm. North Awards saying, stop recruiting his 10-year-old child, LeBron James Jr. And I'm with him on that. You know, this is my fear of what could happen if the NBA decides to get rid of the rule. And I'm on the fence about, you know, letting high schoolers in. But this is what's going to happen. They're going to start recruiting dudes early as hell. You know, I know his son probably has some game. You know, whether his son is going to make the league is all different. You know, just because he got good genes, so what? I'm like, Mike, where's
Michael Jordan's son? Kid. Exactly.
No, we don't know. But I'm glad he was up and kind of like, look, wait till his nigga, he's 10.
He can't even hit puberty.
Now, when he get 15, when he's like a sophomore, junior. 16-year-old,
exactly. Yeah, that's a different story.
He ain't even in varsity. He ain't even in high school yet. You know, dude's like, let's plant this seed early. I'm like, oh, what's y'all on some Tiger shit? Y'all on that Tiger with the Jenner child? He in early. Put that bit in early. Maybe he going to want to get there. Like, come on. You better pump the daddy up.
Yeah.
Shit. You better say, LeBron James, look at what our school can do for your kid in 8 years.
And I'm telling you what, if I'm Ohio State.
Oh, we know he going. We just like, we'll just wait.
Mm-hmm. We're just buying our time. Mm-hmm. When the iron's hot, yo, LeBron, it's home, baby.
Yeah.
It's home. It's Ohio State.
No, especially if his kid want to stay. If his kid want to stay close to home, he's like, oh.
I'd get Mike Conley on the phone. Mike Conley, recruit this kid.
Mm-hmm. I'll take. And my other Norse award, I got to give some love to Russell Westbrook. 3 straight games with a triple double versus Indiana. He had 20, 11, and 10 versus Phoenix. That game was good as hell. He had 39, 11 boards, 11 assists, 3 steals.
How many shot attempts?
38. Guess how many he made?
10.
Close, 12. But I mean, shit, 14 and 16 from the line.
Hey.
Four turnovers, though. And then versus Portland.
The dent game.
Yeah. 40 points.
Ooh.
13 boards, 11 Ooh. Assists.
Ooh.
Six turnovers.
I mean, look.
At least, well, hey, 14 to 32. That's a little better.
Yeah, that's much better.
12-14 from the free throw.
That's balling right there.
Dude is like,
he's on a mission right now.
That's why he's up on that level. Mm-hmm. Like, dude is a freak athlete.
Yeah,
6'5", who was just, you know, unfortunately, it would be him and Derrick Rose, but unfortunately not. Yeah. This dude just, Derrick Rose plays with passion. Westbrook is just on some, like, I'm about to just dunk in your face. Yeah. Stop me, because I'm going to the rack. You can't.
Absolutely.
Man, I can't wait to see him in the playoffs.
Funny. Yeah.
All right, y'all. And then I know we got some of these for y'all. Y'all always love.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, for me, I actually have three. The first one is going to the Lakers celebrating they win versus Boston. First of all, yes, you are, well, I don't even need the records. Your ass, you ain't won 20 games yet. You were on an 8-game losing streak. You were up in regulation by like 9 with a minute and a half, and it made it go into overtime. Then you win. Jeremy Lin's getting interviewed. All of a sudden, here come who? Guess who comes over? Swaggy B. Oh, you know, we just do what we do. We winning, baby. You know.
16-42.
Thank you. Jordan Hill get in it. Even Carlos Boozer stick his head in there.
Oh, God.
And the greatest thing ever, which could have been a noise. Kobe Bryant's reaction to that on Jimmy Kimmel was awesome.
It was classic.
I just wanted to show you this. I don't know if you saw it. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. His ass was like, the fuck?
Funny thing is,
and even Byron Scott.
Yeah, I was about to say, Byron Scott said he didn't see it until then either. It was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and look. You can't do that because you play for the Lakers. You can't do that. Two, you ain't won shit.
Now, I find it very amusing. Did Magic comment on that?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, okay. He can talk about all kinds of stuff. He can't comment on that nonsense right there.
He usually quick on shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Where was his 2 cents?
But I was like, wow.
Oh, that's funny.
I was like, come on. And this, but, you know, I had to ask my father-in-law. He's a big Laker fan, what he thought. And he's just like, well, Nick Young is immature and all that. Like, oh, see, last couple of years, everybody liking Nick Young. Nick Young, we love him. He's great. You know, now that he under Byron Scott and kind of showing all that little immaturity, this is why the dude bounced around. Lord. My next one is Daniel Orton got released from the Philippine basketball team for dissing player coach Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, snap.
He says, Pacquiao playing is a joke.
Talk about basketball, right?
Yeah. Professional boxer? Yeah. Congressman? All right. But professional basketball player? Seriously? It's a joke. You're like, damn.
That's why you don't talk shit about the boss.
Released from the Pure Food Star Hot Shots. Philippine Basketball Association. Damn.
That is why you don't crap on the boss and let him hear you.
I'm like, yeah.
They sent that in to Manny immediately. They called Manny like, Manny, he's talking shit.
Yeah, dude, who was this? The Hot Shots top administrator. He was like, everyone is angry at him. It's like he went to the United States and insulted the name of Martin Luther King.
Oh, that is powerful right there.
I mean, because it's like, dude, this is like the biggest man.
He is the king of the Philippines. He's right. He's the king of the Philippines.
You know, and if he hadn't run for office, he might have still gotten kicked out. But the fact that he's actually a politician too, you're like, what the? Really? Yeah, they're like,
you should have just said no comment. I'm not touching that one.
Yeah, because he's like, he plays. He's like, oh, okay, you know, he wants to play. Because I guess this is, and he's a designated foreign player. Because I guess there's always one spot for a foreign player. I'm like,
oh, he just got a spot.
You know, just hold your mind. Like, it's cool. That's how you say, it's cool. You know, he gets a chance to play ball. I mean,
I'm not touching that.
He's Manny Pacquiao.
I'm not touching that one.
Yep, and then leave it alone.
Now you lost your job.
Damn, oh, that was funny.
That's shady.
And the last one is actually a benefit to my team. I was still shocked when I saw it. How the hell did the Suns only score 24 points at half? Because I was like, okay, let's see what the Spurs and what we up. And it was like 51-24. I was like, oh, we up. Yeah, I was like, wait. They only got 24 points at half? Damn. I was like, well.
Y'all suck.
Sit dunking now.
That trade didn't work.
No, although I think they played the game before. They played the night before versus Oklahoma City, which was a great game.
Went overtime.
Yeah, but I'm like, damn, they got 24 points? Shit. That was mine. What you got, John?
All right. My first one is a little silly, but it goes out to Nick Young and his wife or girlfriend, whatever she is. Iggy fucking Azalea. First of all, I would be hot at my wife. She went on the radio station and basically just started spewing shit about their personal endeavors.
Ooh.
Apparently, I don't know who asked this question. They asked who farts in their sleep. And she was like, oh, it's definitely Nick. Bitch, did you really just tell the nation that I just farted in my sleep? That is not something I just want you out there telling people. How about you just say no comment or, you know, that's none of your business. You ain't got to say everything. And then here comes Nick Young on the comment. Oh, see, I'll take that. She's a lady. I'll take it, homie. What? So go ahead and fart your sleep there. I guess he confirmed it. And then she comes out and says he don't know how to work the 1962 Impala she bought for him for Christmas.
Damn.
The only problem with the car is that Nick doesn't know how to turn it off, so he leaves the dash on all the time, and then we have to jump start it every time. Oh. Are you kidding? Why are you just throwing me under the bus, man? And Nick Young's response, hey, man, it ain't my fault. I'm just so happy that a sexy woman got me a gift like that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Now, if she could, you know, put a thong on and ride in the car with me, that would be even better. Like, what the fuck? He is such weirdos. Weird. He is a odd motherfucker. Yeah, I done said it many times. I'll say it again. He is weird.
That's on some big boy neighborhood shit.
God, man.
Like, who farted in the bed? Oh, we both farted. Why don't you just say that? Why don't you be like, oh, he the one who do it?
Just throwing him under the bus.
But no, the Impala one was the fart one. I can tolerate the Impala one.
How you? Yeah, like, you gonna tell niggas I can't work a car, an old school car too? At that, damn,
he don't know how to turn it off.
Oh, I man,
because you're like, what? You just thought because he black that he knew how to? He black from California. He know
drive
how to drive
a 62 Chevy. You know what I'm saying?
With drawler, he probably, of course, you put the drawler.
Should have found you a Southern boy for that one if you wanted it.
I'm like, dude, shit. If somebody gave me one of them cars, I'd be like, okay, now I need to find somebody who drives these motherfuckers.
Know how to work these things. Right. Show me how to do it.
So I ain't looking like Boo Boo the Fool. You got to re-jump. You call AAA every down.
Hey, man, let's go take your Chevy. Nah, man. Nah, let's take your car.
You go AAA. Hey, Nick need to jump again. Okay. Okay. I'm on my way.
All right. My next one, shout out to Spirit from Hoopla. This is for your boy, Kevin Durant. The brother just can't stay off the social media. I know he's hurting everything, but damn. So apparently he is annoyed by the Westbrook is better trolls that he's been getting. So somebody basically responded on Instagram saying that Westbrook is better than him. And then he basically responded with, we play on the same team, dickhead. Who cares?
So I
feel Kevin Durant, whereas, you know, dude, we're on the same fucking team. If he plays better or if I play better, it really doesn't make a difference. I want to win a chip.
Right.
But, you know, you shouldn't really be calling people dickheads and all that shit. So they said he deleted it, of course, after he sent it, which I'm like, God damn.
It don't matter because somebody screenshotted and retweeted it.
I'm like, the guy you sent it to is not deleting that. Look what Kevin Durant sent to me. So
yeah, if that shit pops up on my timeline after you sent it, yeah. But that shit got like 8,000 retweets and shit.
So, again, I've been going back and forth with Kevin Durant in the media, but, you know, kudos to what he said to that fan. Nigga, we're on the same team. Why? It doesn't fucking matter.
Hey, last year, he was the second best player in the league.
Last year, I was MVP.
Right. You know, people already said, I'm LeBron 1, I'm 2. Mm-hmm. And now, Westbrook better than you. Like,
okay.
I know, he like, if we win a championship, I gives a fuck.
And then my last one, we see it all the time. And it's very sad. It goes to Brandon Bostic. Well, not necessarily to him, but for the messages and fucking death threats he's been getting.
For what now?
For dropping that damn onside kick.
Oh.
I mean, apparently, let me see what he basically said, and I quote, "I don't know how many death threats I've received, but there have been a lot. I still haven't read most of the messages that people sent me, but I want to so I can deal with the consequences and use it as motivation. But it is physically impossible for me to read every troll's comment. The volume is simply too much, so their comments sit over there untouched, maybe forever." I mean, this is just sad. This is a sad part of being a professional athlete. We see this all the time. We've seen it many times in the past where cats are getting death threats because they make a mistake, and unfortunately it costs their team. And it's just like, threatening death threats? Threatening to kill somebody is not cool, man. I mean, I don't give a damn. It's a fucking game. Yep. It's a game. And to sit here and threaten a man's life because he made a mistake at his job, if that's the case, how would you feel if you made a mistake at your job and someone was like, nigga, I'm going to fucking kill you?
Yeah, now you're only getting fired.
Your family's going to die, nigga. Like, what type of shit is that to say to somebody? And this kid, he's 25! He's a young kid! What is he supposed to think? And then he came out and kind of somewhat talked about what happened with getting released. Said, I played 13 games and I had a pretty good season, but more importantly, I knew I was improving. But they, as in the Packers, said they have their guys and that I didn't develop as fast as they had hoped. They said the onside kick had something to do with it, but that's all they said.
Mm. He said it was.
I mean, he says he thinks about the play every day.
Oh, he will.
And he said he personally thinks there's people in the organization that just couldn't live with looking at him on a day-to-day basis, basically knowing he cost them a chance at a title. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And it's fucked up, but that's how it goes, man. And it's so messed. I feel bad for him, dude. I really do. He's been the Minnesota Vikings claimed him off waiver, so he is.
Yeah, like somebody.
He does get to stay in the division. He doesn't got to move very far.
Take it out on them.
Take it out on them, man. You know, I mean, Minnesota needs help in the tight end department. You know, you use that, like you said, use it all as motivation, but. You know, for the people out there who are, you know, giving these death threats.
Fanatics.
Yeah, giving death threats to these cats. I mean, these are human beings. And I mean, seriously, take a step back and think about what it would be like if you made a mistake at your job and somebody and your boss comes up and is like, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to kill your family. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you feel in that situation? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So think about that stuff before y'all push send. I understand Chris and I use social media. It's so easy to just type in what you feel and just push send. I know.
Yes, I'm frustrated.
I know. I was ready to really type some shit when Derrick Rose got hurt, but I had to hold myself and just like, I'm not doing that. But you got to think. I'm like, if it's really that serious, you want to write a death threat and get some shit off your chest, do a simple tactic. Write it down. Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Write down how you're feeling. Fuck you, Brandon Bostic, you piece son of a bitch, and then throw it in the garbage.
Yep.
And then that way, no fuss, no muss. Right. He doesn't see it. You've got it out. You got it off your chest. Everybody wins.
All right. Like you, he got to live with it.
Exactly.
With it. You don't.
You don't.
You just like, oh,
you're just
I saw
it. On top. You kicking a man when he's down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I appreciate, we've talked about this several times, I appreciate Eddie Murphy not kicking Bill Cosby while he was down. Mm-hmm. Those are the examples we need to take. Somebody makes the fucks up on the national stage, they don't need a million people telling them, you fucked up and you suck and all that. It's like, dude, I know.
Yeah, so you...
The people I work with don't even want me around here.
Right.
How do you think I feel?
Right, so I'm going to just leave, go somewhere else, start new. And, I mean, you know how... Because you know, when you hear stuff like that, in the sense, you know P. Carroll got a gang of fucking emails and texts and all that about, why the fuck you call that play? And then, I mean, we even saw Lynch come out and was like...
He thought he was going to get
the
ball.
But we knew that. He would... He's a star player.
Duh.
I want the ball. I thought I was getting it. They went somewhere else. And it's a team game. I understand. But, yes, I wanted the ball at that point. Of course you did.
And I heard him mention, you know, he mentioned the MVP. And, you know, I'd be getting MVP and, you know.
No, if I get it in. That's what he said. If I punched it in.
So, I think he understands, too, like.
Maybe
there's something, you know, to me, you know, me being the MVP. But I appreciate he didn't jump there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that he just didn't go right there and just give the media a story to just run with. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, did I think I was getting the ball? And of course, that's all the media portrays. Marshawn Lynch said he thought he was getting the ball. It's like, oh, my fucking God. Did you read the other shit I said? So,
he was getting the ball. Like, it's
no doubt.
He's a running back.
But he said he understood it. And, you know, he's a team sport. He went along with it. I mean, you know, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over with at this point. So that's all I got on the docket.
All right, man. Yeah, we do not like or endorse fanatics here at the Sports Happy Hour. Y'all got to get your lives together.
That's ridiculous. Go to work.
That's right. So we want to thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. As you know, you can check us out at blackisonline.com. You can also find and listen to our shows on iTunes Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and SoundCloud. We're everywhere, trying to be everywhere y'all want us to be. We'd love for some ratings and comments and some feedback. You can leave those on iTunes and Stitcher as well. Leave us 5-star ratings if you like. If you want to hit us up directly, want to chat, just talk some sports, you can do that via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, want to thank all y'all for tuning in to us. For the longtime listeners, thank you for tuning in with us, staying with us, and hanging out with us. For the first-time listeners, want to definitely thank you for taking the time to see what we about up in here in the Sports Happy Hour. Go ahead and tell all your loved ones about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your cats, dogs, chickens, cats. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Who we got today? I'm feeling like the Jungle Book. Tell Mowgli. Tell Baloo. Tell King Louie. Tell, I forgot who the... Bagheera. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you in the concubines. Niggas, take off your coats. Ladies, act like gems. Sit down. Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically, I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questions to invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my shit is universal. If you got knowledge of Polo or Del myself, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So do that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause I'm wetting niggas. So run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build mics in my workshop class. So give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
We on a roll too, my mom and my man. Don't want to let you have a taste. Shoot the mic in the head. Try to catch the wheel. my hair. Without that, it's like kryptonite and Superman. So Shahid come in with the sugar cut. Spike draws my name, but on stage call me Dynamite. When was the last time you heard the Viper sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in quest. Sit back, relax, get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that ass. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I run with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Niggas know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a oversized Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss, it makes me laugh. With my track record longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
Right. We on a road tour. 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 We on a road